It's time once again for our monthly catch-up with RNIB's campaigns team. We look at some of the current campaigns, some of the successes, and hopefully encourage you to get involved. Now, each month we speak with Jessica Hall, who's at Judd Street HQ in London.
Hi.
How are we?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Yes, here we are once again. And hopefully we're going to get some people involved in campaigning, because you do rely a lot on volunteer campaigners around the country. So why should people get involved?
That is a really good question. And at RNIB, our ambition is to make the world a better place for people who are affected by sight loss. And we believe that by coming together as a connected community and using our collective voice, we can achieve our goal of a better world where people are included, they're equal and independent. But rather than me tell you more, we asked one of our fantastic campaigners who's out there campaigning in his community. Paul is registered blind and lives in the Midlands, and he told us why he gets involved.
Hello, my name's Paul, and I'm a long-time campaigner with RNIB. I got into campaigning really not through any particular issue, but to try and help people. I realised I had some skills that would be out there to raise awareness of the situation that they might be in.
There's lots of ways to get involved in campaigning, and Paul got involved when he met one of RNIB's regional campaign officers, who simply asked,
"What are you up to? Do you want to be involved?" And that was it. That was a real freak way of getting involved, but there are all sorts of ways. Just by contacting a local office, RNIB office, and that's the way people can get involved.
Like Paul, we know that blind and partially sighted people face many injustices that make them annoyed, isolated or frustrated, such as not being able to go to the shops without bumping into a car parked on the pavement, not getting the practical support you need to make everyday living more straightforward, or not getting eye care appointments in time and the right treatment to manage eye conditions. But as campaigners, we have the power to act for change, and we've had some huge wins at the local and national level as campaigners like Paul have worked in their communities, reversing local authority decisions to move controlled crossings and tactile paving, as well as bringing about national change by going out there and calling on decision makers from the government, health services, big business, to result in improvements in accessibility of public transport to national standards on accessible health information. Well, Paul shared with us what it's like when you win a campaign like that.
To be involved in a successful campaign is a tremendous feeling, knowing that you were part of something that is really going to make a huge difference to people's lives. To be involved in campaigning is one of those great things, because if you are blind or partially sighted, it can do all sorts for you. It could raise your own profile within your community, get you better known. It could get people to have a better idea of the things you go through. So I would heartily recommend people getting involved in campaigning.
Like Paul said, there are lots of ways to get involved, and you can start today by signing up for our campaign e-news for regular updates and information about what's going on. You can join in the conversation on Twitter by giving us a follow, or check out our campaign pages on the RNIB website, or you can get in touch direct with your regional campaign officer by calling them on the campaign's hotline.
Fantastic. We'll give the contact details just a little bit later, Jess. So great hearing how Paul got involved and the wins, and really showing how that being a volunteer campaigner can make a massive difference to yourself and to others. And talking of those campaigns, let's look at a couple of current ones. Starting off, first of all, in Westminster with an all-party group.
Yeah, that's right. The All-Party Parliamentary Group for Eye Health and Visual Impairment, which is a group made up of cross-party MPs and peers, are running an inquiry into the capacity problems in eye clinics and the growing evidence of people losing their sight unnecessarily because they're not receiving timely treatment. And this is due to capacity problems in NHS eye clinics across England. And the APPG wants to hear from patients, their families and carers who have experience of using eye care services. And you can have your say by getting in touch and completing a patient survey. The APPG are going to use the findings to make recommendations to the government and the NHS, commissioners and STPs, which could deliver real change for patients' eye health and the delivery of eye care. So we really want to encourage you to get involved if you're a patient or you have a relative who's using local eye care services to ensure that your experiences are taken into account. Your contribution could make a real difference to the eye care services in England. You simply have to go to www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/APPG-inquiry.
Okay, and if anyone didn't get that, don't worry, we'll give the campaign's details very shortly. Let's look at some issues around children, because we talk about campaigning, it's not all about adults.
That's right. We're really worried that too many children with vision impairments are missing out on fulfilling their potential because local authorities are failing to meet their needs and the system of support for children and young people with vision impairment is disintegrating in England. Children and young people with vision impairments have the potential to learn, achieve and thrive alongside their sighted peers, but are being let down by a lack of support to access the curriculum and learn vital social communication and mobility skills. We're calling on young people with vision impairments, their parents and professionals to share their personal experience with us, to understand further the extent of the problem and the impact that it's having on their everyday life, as well as the solutions that we need. We'd love you to get involved and you can share your experiences with us by visiting www.rnib.org.uk/brighterfuturescyp.
All right, let's finish off, Jess. We're almost out of time with some awards news, a kind of and finally.
And finally, yes, absolutely. This year's RNIV Vision Pioneer Awards are back once again and open for nominations. And this year, again, there's a Campaigner of the Year Award. So if you know a professional campaigner in your area who's worked hard for people who are blind and partially sighted, please do get in touch with your nomination.
Fantastic. Well, we've managed to squeeze in a whole lot this month, Jess, including, you know, encouraging people to get involved. It's always nice to hear from the campaigners themselves, and thanks to Paul for taking part there too. But just remind us once again, if people would like to get involved in a campaign or maybe get in touch with you guys about something they'd like you to look into, how can they do that?
You can get in touch on our campaign hotline, which is 020-7391-2123. You can email us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk, or why not give us a follow on Twitter at @rnib_campaigns.
Brilliant. No excuses for not being able to get in touch with Jess and the team. Catch up with you again next month, Jess, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.